fly. We're launching an hour number two of the program. You can bring up what you want, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Hey, there's our music again. And there it goes. And so we go right back into your phone calls and talk to Dan in Indiana, or excuse me, Indiana rather. Dan, you're back on Free Talk Live, and you were going to tell us that you believe that, or you would like to nominate a particular town in New Hampshire as being the most corrupt. Why?
Well, I get it just what I've heard, just the as far as the most corrupt. And thanks again for holding me over the break. Appreciate that. Just what I've heard about what's been going on in Milford, just the way that people have been treated and stuff, these activists.
I don't know if they're any worse. I mean, you're referencing the fact that a couple weeks ago, two activists were arrested in the courthouse. Dale, you were there to experience
this.
Charlie
got roughed up, you know? That's what I'm looking at, really.
They hurt a very young, somewhat skinny man who was roughed up by the police, they threw him up against the wall, basically, and they twisted his arm behind his back, and they're really just a bunch of bullies. But that's kind of, there are cops everywhere that'll behave in that particular way. And to Milford's credit, we just had Libertine on the show, I think it was last night in the first hour, and she was able to get out of a open container charge in that very same court. So there have been a few
with the help of the judge. I picked on Judge Crocker. I even drew a comic strip about her and made her look really tyrannical. She did say something that was pretty tyrannical at one time, but I would say, you know, you compare to Judge Burke here in Keene, and she isn't arresting people for not standing.
That's true. There was an activist yesterday were not standing in her court, and she didn't even say anything about it. So
that's the right way to respond, is just ignore it, and that's what she did, and it wasn't worth making a big deal about, and I don't know. I mean, like Ian said, she actually seemed to handle Libertine's case she was rational and sensible about the whole thing. It was not worth making a fuss over, and she just apparently, it sounds like she just dismissed it. Basically,
and you know, to Judge Burke's credit, in Keene, the district court judge in Keene, New Hampshire, he has been up and down. I mean, sometimes he lets people slide on things, and then sometimes he goes crazy and cracks down. So,
I hope it's just that sometimes he's one way and sometimes he's another, but it seems like someone put a bug in his ear because to start cracking down because they felt like we were going to start getting out of hand. I think, that's just the impression I have. I'm totally speculating, but
I think I'm thinking it too.
Well, what I think it was that most of the people that had gone before me into his court, the activists that had gone before him and then had success, had been able to walk out as free men after, you know, going in for speeding ticket. In the case of local activist Nick Ryder, in the case of David Cruz, he went in for no registration, and he was able to walk out with what was called a suspended fine, meaning he didn't have to pay anything at all. So the Judge Burke in those cases let those guys essentially walk out, and they didn't have to pay anything.
That's
so it was
right.
Success
was
after
really
success.
Impressive.
But then on the arraignment for the couch case with my situation, I started to tried to ask a question right out of the gate, and he didn't like that I wasn't playing by the rules of the court, basically, and that's when he threatened me with arrest. And then the second time when I went in for the trial, I again started to make declarations and to try to ask a question right out of the gate, and he did not want that to happen. So
I think they were anticipating some of the things you were going to ask, because
sure
you had sent them some letters, you had spoken to the couch enforcer.
I think the letter is probably the big thing.
Yeah, and who knows? And I assume they read the forums. Someone reads the forums and tells the judge and things. And so they probably anticipate some of the things you were going to ask and did not want those asked on film in the courtroom.
Exactly. So I think that's what happened. And I guess we'll see what happens coming up here on the 3rd of March here in Keene. There's going to be a lot of activity going on. You've got Andrew Carroll, one of the activists who was recently arrested for marijuana possession. He did a marijuana civil disobedience protest. He's going to be in court on the 3rd. Mike Barsky, who we had on the show briefly last night, is going to be in court because of the Freedom Fest situation. Oh. We had a little get together here in Keene a few months ago.
I can't believe that's still going on. It's so ridiculous.
Right, they're trying to charge the organizer of the event with some sort of unlawful assembly without a permit crime. So he's going to be appearing that same morning. Plus, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com is going to be there trying to force the issue and do some civil disobedience on being able to record with a video camera in the courtroom. I'll add to that however many dozens of activists show up. Up and whatever it is they decide to do. I know Sam from the Obscure Truth Network is going to be there with a video camera, and he's going to refuse to shut his camera off in the lobby. So you're looking at all kinds of action.
Can I make a suggestion to the listeners? That's going to be, what, 2 days before Liberty Forum.
That's correct.
A lot of people are planning on coming up here for Liberty Forum. There's Andrew's trial on the 3rd.
Yes.
And there is
all of that
a rally
is on the, 3rd.
The next day about the New Hampshire secessionist.
The line in the sand bill?
Yeah, resolution. It's just a resolution. And but that's supposed to be, they're trying to make a really big rally out of that. And it sounds like it could really turn into a really big rally.
So good reason to come up to the state early.
Come a little early.
Come a couple days early, get the opportunity to come out here to Keene, maybe on the 3rd, and explore the western part of the state. Then maybe on the 4th for the rally, you can go up to Concord and see what's going on up there.
Yeah.
And then on the 5th, that's the start of the Liberty Forum.
I'd be glad to. We can get some people to put together a little tour of Keene or something for people who want to come out a little early. And
it could be right after the
Liberty, Liberty Media Capital. Of the world now.
Hey, Dan, yes, sir, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I wanted to try and leave here in Evansville. You know, you guys know I'm moving up there, and I want to try to get here, get from here a little bit early and stuff so I can make it up there on the 3rd, because I've had a couple ideas for, I don't always come up with ideas for protests and stuff to help out with that. I think you probably read some of what I wrote about it on the freekeen.com's forum, but I really would like to, but getting back to what we were saying about earlier and stuff, I guess whenever it comes to nominating a town for the most repressive, yeah, I am on the outside still looking in and everything.
Yeah.
So I can't say that I'm 100% objective as far as looking at it. I mean, I guess I might have to have my feet on the ground there in the area. Somebody in Keene that's been smacked around a lot would say, oh, well, Keene's the worst. Or somebody up in Manch would say, oh, Manch.
Well, I'm certain there are little tyrants.
They might, you know.
One thing you can be certain of is there are little tyrants in every town across the country. Dan, we'll look forward to seeing you here in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. We'll look forward to seeing you here if you are interested in getting active and interested in achieving liberty in your lifetime. You can come up and experience the Liberty Forum. It's happening in the first weekend in March, the 5th through the 8th. It's put on by the Free State Project, which is a great concept. It's a brilliant idea. The idea is to move as many liberty-minded individuals all to the same geographic region as possible. New Hampshire was chosen, and so far over 666 people have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And so more are coming, hundreds more on the way, and hopefully you'll be a part of it. Head over to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. That's freestateproject.org. In fact, a quick update before we continue with the calls on the Judge Burke situation. As you know, they threw me in a jail cell a few months ago because my tenants had a couch in their yard and I refused to move it. I also refused I apparently sat too slowly in the court and refused to answer a couple questions, so they sentenced me to 93 days in jail for that. They let me out after the first weekend after I begged for mercy and got out with a suspended sentence, which is now over. It's now done. The suspended sentence is out of the way. And apparently to celebrate the fact that the suspended sentence is gone, we have heard from the State of New Hampshire Judicial Conduct Committee. If you have seen the video, and you can see it over at freekeen.com, or you can just look for YouTube, Ian Freeman Judge, search for something like that.
It's got a huge amount of views.
Yeah, and you'll find it's on the Freekeen account, and it's the number one most viewed video on the Freekeen account on YouTube. But you'll see what this guy did. He just lost it. He started yelling in his court and just absolutely lost all control of himself. And it was really, it was kind of embarrassing for him, I think, what happened there. So one of our local activists, Nick Ryder, who's one of the bloggers at Free Keene, submitted a letter to the Judicial Conduct Committee and filled out whatever paperwork they required him to fill out. And he basically said that he thought the judge was out of line. He looked at the government's own rules, and the government's own rules say the judge shall be patient, dignified, and courteous to litigants, witnesses, lawyers, and others with whom the judge deals in an official capacity. If you watch the video, you know this guy was anything but patient or dignified or courteous. All that said, Nick Ryder submitted this to this judicial committee, filing this grievance, and apparently when you file a grievance with the judicial committee, you're not actually allowed to tell anybody about it until after they've made a ruling on it, and now they've made a ruling, and we'll share that with you coming up here in moments. I bet you can't guess what they said. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988. How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top-name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water store, storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And by the way, those features include live streams, broadband version, dial-up, and webcam versions, all free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. That is listen.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. Incorporate your business, create a living will or trust, even register a trademark, empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com, that's LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save $10 off your order. FTL is in Free Talk Live. LegalZoom.com.
All right, so here's the quick update for you. One of the activists in the Keene, New Hampshire area, Nick Ryder from FreeKeene.com, had submitted a page-long complaint to the New Hampshire Judicial Conduct Committee about a judge in the Keene District Court who just absolutely lost it. As Nick puts it in his letter, when Ian was appearing in court for a scheduled trial over a property code violation, after Burke entered the courtroom, when Ian's name was called, Ian stood at his chair at the defense table. Mr. Burke firmly and immediately commanded Ian to sit down. Being mostly unfamiliar and inexperienced with trial proceedings, Ian asked for a reason he was being ordered to sit and never got one. Actually, I didn't have a chance to ask anything. I think I got two words out of my mouth. At the time he complied with the order, Mr. Burke ordered Ian arrested and taken to another room where the public could not see him as well. And so he goes on to point out that Burke was the person, in the only person in the room, that lost his calm or integrity. And the New Hampshire's own laws says that the judge is supposed to be patient, that he's supposed to be dignified and courteous. And that man was anything but those three things in that courtroom.
You know, it's always when something's in doubt, the benefit of the doubt always goes to the person who works for the government.
Right, but they actually have video footage of this, so there should be no real doubt about this.
He might have been having a bad day. Now, you see, now my experience being in the courtroom wasn't that he was as unreasonable as watching the video. I don't know if the video is their only evidence, but watching the video, it's like, holy crap, I can't believe it. But there, I didn't get the feeling quite so much that he was being unreasonable. I mean, like I felt that there were opportunities. The first incident I felt was awfully quick. I don't know.
You don't think he was unreasonable for shouting and then 6 seconds later having me arrested?
I knew that he was going to do it. I mean, it was pretty clear when he came in.
You don't think that was unreasonable? You don't think he was? You don't believe that he was being impatient, undignified, and incourteous or uncourteous?
I think he was being all those things. However, I think
that's a violation of their rules.
Dealing with somebody who was, was taking a firm stance and being all those all rude at the same time.
I wasn't even allowed to ask a simple question.
Sending
Mark.
A letter to the bureaucrat's house is rude.
Why is that rude? He's got a mailbox. I sent something to him. It was a very nice letter. I don't know if you read it, but it's available for you on
Freaking.com. They don't want mail regarding their jobs at their homes because it makes them feel
uncomfortable. Well, too flippin' bad. Stop putting innocent people in jail.
There you go.
Look, the law doesn't say I have to be patient and courteous and dignified, Mark. The law applies to him as a judge, and their own rules say that he's supposed to be patient, dignified, and courteous.
And let's be real, it wasn't about the letter that he was getting on to you about. It was because you didn't sit down fast enough.
Right, I didn't obey him.
He said it, and then within like a second later, he was shouting it at you.
I think he was shouting it from the
literally. I think it was a case of, I mean, you just seemed startled. You didn't know what he was upset about. It was like,
I was surprised. I didn't expect that out of him.
You were standing up. Clearly, you were starting to sit down. And you were standing up in response to him calling your name, which is almost a reflexive thing that people.
It
do.
Is. We are trained to do that, yeah, unfortunately. So Nick Ryder submitted this complaint, and it seems like he's got it pretty much down. He's got video footage of this judge breaking their own rules. But what did the State of New Hampshire Judicial Conduct Committee write back? Dear Mr. Ryder, I'm writing to advise that the Judicial Conduct Committee considered your grievance at its February 13th meeting. Following discussion of the issues raised in your grievance, the committee has voted to dismiss your grievance based on a finding of no judicial misconduct.
And this is why statism doesn't work. There is no one to watch the watchers. We do not put ourselves in a position of being protected from criminals when the people we put in charge have this kind of power. We've essentially allowed them a complete monopoly on crime. There's no one. Who do we appeal to now? I mean, you can appeal to some more bureaucrats that are all looking after each other.
They have all the power.
We are powerless against these people. They have all the power, and if they do anything wrong, we are helpless.
Well, the politicos would say that you could call your representative, Dale.
Oh, lovely.
Or you could run for representative. You could try to compete within their system, within their rules, compete with these people, the same people who very clearly had a violation of their own rules and just dismissed it out of hand. Nope. No, there's nothing wrong with what that judge did. No problem whatsoever. Poof. we're making this go away now. Yep. So nobody's really surprised about this, and I'd like to thank Nick Ryder for taking the time to go through this, what was obviously an arduous, boring legal process of filling out whatever paperwork was necessary to submit this, and then having to wait and not being able to talk about it publicly. And you can see you can actually see the letters at freekeen.com. So I just figured I'd share that with you. Clearly, the system itself, you cannot use the system to fix the system because the system is inherently broken. And I still have to give those guys over the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance some credit. They seem to be doing something with the system. They seem to be making some headway. But, man, is it slow and painstaking. And yeah, clearly.
I don't know. I mean, I'll have to see. I want them to be successful.
Me
I
too.
Want it, whatever works, I'm all for it.
Same here.
This doesn't work. Going to the judicial committee and asking them to review a judge out of control, madman judge with video footage to back up your claims. This particular venue of the state system absolutely is broken.
I mean, I feel like they need to. It seems mostly feel good. It's like they get a sense.
We couldn't
possibly
have any corruption because we have a committee to handle that.
Sorry,
they get the ear of the bureaucrats, and they get to go and speak at the state house. They get a seat at the table, and I think that makes them feel very good. I really don't get a sense personally of anything to make me feel like there's real accomplishment happening there. I know there's, with Real ID, there was a sense of, it was held back. And once again, we're just grasping to kind of keep the state from growing super massively too mm-hmm. fast, and we're still just sort of trying to, we're still putting out fires, and we're nowhere close to actually shrinking the intrusive, tyrannical nature of the state.
I think a tax revolt would go a long way, a lot faster to actually changing things.
There are ways off from a tax revolt, too.
You have to find a way to do it so that it costs them more to enforce it than it does to get them to just take it, because I'm afraid that I'm just worried that that's going to happen is they're going to end up taking people's homes and
sure.
making more money off of it than they would have if we just paid tax.
But if there are enough people to protest, then they can't take everybody's home.
I think you're probably onto something there.
But
maybe.
But,
I think you may be onto something there.
But then
homes are pretty valuable things, unless they're on fire.
But then you've got the problem of having to find the people that are willing to put that particular liability on the line.
It's a big one.
Yeah. So 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. Especially people that don't have a mortgage to pay, because if you get the mortgage hanging over your head, then all they have to do is go to the mortgage company and leverage them, and they're going to roll right over. More on the way. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade. And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000. That's only 92 cents per person for each meal. And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks. YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K. No fillers, MSG, or GMOs. Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com. That's YourFoodStorage.com. Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it. Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
The United States is bankrupt, and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S. I really like it.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity. Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Also, I want to invite you to join Dale over at his website, anarchyinyourhead.com. Great cartoon website with a liberty-oriented theme. Anarchyinyourhead.com is available all week long, but the cartoons are actually published on Wednesday and Fridays.
And tonight's is not up yet. I have to finish it when I get home after the show.
Sorry to drag you away from it. I appreciate you coming in and taking the time to do Free Talk Live when you've got a deadline. Head over to anarchyinyourhead.com. Not only do you get great cartoons by Dale, but you also get some opinion articles by Dale, which, as you say, are actually turning out to be some of the more popular posts on the website.
Yeah, some of them are getting cross-posted on Strike the Root and and other blogs. Other bloggers are reposting some of mine.
Which is good because it's going to draw more people in, and they're going to see the cartoons, and then hopefully...
There are also new designs in the store.
Cool. Wait, what are some of the things that people can get in the store?
Well, I have a new Sovereign Individual t-shirt. You can get it with either an anarchist symbol or a voluntarist symbol on it.
And some of them actually feature your cartoon characters as well, right?
Yeah.
So you can have more serious shirts, or you can have fun. What's the cartoon character that looks like the penis? Which one is that?
Spotted penis.
The Anarchy Boogeyman.
Anarchy Boogeyman. All right,
I'm about
cool.
to make fun of that again.
Very good. AnarchyInYourHead.com for more of Dale and his thoughts and opinions and cartoons. You're going to enjoy it. Let's go to your phone calls and talk to Jason in Florida. Jason, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. How you doing?
What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hi. Yeah, you guys had a caller last night talking about the North American Union.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just wanted to mention that that is something that Lou Dobbs reported on a lot, about something they're really trying to do behind closed doors. That Bush, you know, he had, you know, meetings with the leaders of Canada and Mexico and everything, and it's something that they really are trying to pass.
Yeah, I believe it. I know that Ron Paul has mentioned that they are talking about such a thing, the idea of uniting the countries of America, Canada, and Mexico together. However, I think that while the initial stages are being done behind closed doors, just to kind of probably feel things out between the bureaucracies, odds, inevitably, it's going to have to become front page news. I mean, they're not going to be able to just join together to, you know, dissolve the United States as we know it or whatever, and then join it together with the other countries without everybody getting catching wind of that particular occurrence. So I wouldn't be too worried that this is going to just slip in overnight. I think a lot of people are going to know about it if it actually does come to pass. I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Yeah, well, I just thought it was kind of messed up how they're doing it all behind closed doors and not really, you know, everybody, you know, they want you to think it's an urban legend and everything.
Watch for a crisis. Watch for a crisis that will be presented as the solution to.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, they do a lot of things quietly in Washington, D.C. Some things they will do in the middle of the night. They'll pass a bill at midnight, and they try to make it as quiet as possible. But I don't think that's something they're going to be able to keep quiet. There are a lot of interest groups that are keeping an eye on this, and if this becomes something that they're actually moving toward, you're going to know about it,
you know,
publicly.
Think about the Patriot Act, though. The Patriot Act, as I recall, and I mean, I'm kind of remembering here, but the Patriot Act came into effect shortly after 9/11, and they whipped that baby up far faster. Like somebody had the Patriot Act sitting around waiting for something to happen. It was written ahead of time. Then 9/11 happens, and they say, yes, this Patriot Act will help. Here you go. Take one of these and call us in the morning. And that would be the kind of thing that would happen with this North American Union, to me. I mean,
but it's not going to happen behind closed doors. I mean, you're going to know.
Did the Patriot Act happen behind closed doors?
I don't think so.
All the planning is what you're saying.
Right.
They may already be planning for it. And
it was passed before anybody could do anything about it.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you're saying. I'm not saying anyone would be able to do anything about it. And thank you, Jason, for the call tonight. I'm not saying anybody would be able to do anything.
Heavy breathing, too.
Yeah, I'm not saying that that there would be any way for an opposition to get in there and stop it from happening. I think that when it happens, you're just going to know about it. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying you're going to be able to stop it, because you'd have to have a whole bunch of Ron Pauls in there to stop something like that, and that's not obviously the case in Washington,
right.
D.C.
That's the only. I think
I'm just saying you're going to know. It's not going to be silent. It's going to be talked about everywhere.
I don't think that the people that you know are very worried about this North American Union, and to me, I'm not looking forward to the North American Union. I just don't think it's the most important thing that we can be spending our time on worrying about, because the fact is the big government nanny statists are going to be making their plans to do whatever it is that they're making their plans to do, and you saying, don't do it, is not going to help at all. Not a whit. And what you actually have to do is you have to fight the size of the government it is today, not the size of the government as it might be tomorrow.
Right. And if it actually does come to pass, I mean, when the Patriot Act was passed, people knew that it was passed and they knew it wasn't read. They knew about it. It wasn't like it was a total secret. That's all I'm saying here is if they go through with the North American Union, you're going to know about it. And what you choose to do at that point will be relatively important. Will you continue on paying taxes like a good little citizen, or will you decide to do something differently? I think that'll be a critical moment for a lot of people. I think a lot of people who have been putting up with many of the depredations of the state, not much of the tyranny that we've been experiencing, that might be the line in the sand for a lot of folks. A lot of people that believe in, you know, this country and don't want the United States to become part of a North American Union, they may be willing to put something on the line at that point.
Whatever your line in the sand is, and I think pretty much everyone has their line in the sand, take a moment, solidify it in your mind, figure out where your line in the sand is, and don't ever move it again. And
absolutely.
I say again because you've probably already moved it.
Although I don't think most people have that line. I don't think most people have thought about it because
they haven't thought about it. I think they have this notion of a line, but
Yes, absolutely. You know. And they'll know it when they get to it, right? That kind of thing?
Right.
Well, if they come and take my guns, unless it's a police officer coming to take my guns, then I'll give it to them. And if it's an emergency, I'll give
well,
it to
who
them.
Is they going
to
be if not a police officer?
Right. You know, it's funny, and you know, I've been this way. I'm of the opinion that the Second Amendment is the final right that one has. If one doesn't have a right to bear arms, one has no rights at all.
After they take the guns, the trains are next.
Right.
My line is when they start loading people on trains and you don't know where the train's
when
going.
When they actually turn the gas on. That's what my line is.
And, yeah, right.
You know, the people, they you know, they make this big deal about the guns and all that stuff. But the evidence is that, you know, when the disaster strikes and the people, and, you know, they have the National Guard with their M16 carbines coming around and confiscating the weapons, the vast majority of people just turn them over.
Sure they will. They don't want to get hurt.
You know, I know that there's a guy out there saying right now, you won't be me. I kill them when they come to my door for my guns. But
it already happened with Hurricane Katrina.
Yeah.
It already happened.
I'd like to think that if they
cross my line, I'd shoot them too,
but I probably won't.
They like to test the waters and see, oh, let's see how this goes. And then if there's a reaction, they'll apologize and everything. But they're going to see, how bad was the reaction when we took a bunch of guns during Katrina? You know,
And a big violent reaction still plays into their hands in most cases, because now they've taken the guns out of the hands of a madman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I mean, that's all that you're going to be as
right,
far
the cops
as...
cops are heroes and you're a crazy man.
Yep. If you doubt me, read the story of Carl Draga.
Now, who's Carl Draga?
Carl Draga is a guy. Well, I mean, people that read would find out.
That's who the judge brought up in Lauren's case, right?
It's a. Is it that long ago? Yeah. It's been more than a decade that Carl Draga had a property dispute here in New Hampshire. Nobody having anything to do with the Free State Project, and he decided after more than a decade of fighting these people.
Did he want to build a dock out into the water behind his house?
Something silly.
He didn't have a permit or something.
Kept on asking the bureaucrats for permission, and finally, you know, something bad happened, and you know, he capped a couple of cops and I think a city bureaucrat.
Yes, he did,
and they killed him.
Yep, they sure did.
And 10 years later, in Lauren's trial over not wanting to empty her pockets, the judge brought up that Carl Draga wouldn't empty his pockets in a courtroom, and then he walked out and later killed someone. Like, that had anything to do with...
Right. Yep. He probably wore shoes,
too. Like, the two incidents
just
were
like
in any way related, you know.
So, yeah, it's a tough situation. If you don't have that line in the sand, and it's somewhere... It should be somewhere before gun confiscation, ideally, because by the time you get to that point, it may already be too late. Now, obviously, if people did meet the SS back in Germany with clubs and bats at their front doors, it might have stopped the slaughter of millions of Jews, but they didn't, because they were already just so inculcated with the ideas of fear, and they were just, they're too scared to do anything about the situation they were being faced with. So you need to get over your fear right now. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect to your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home.
Call 888-629-9903 and sign up today. That's 888-629-9903.
My computer works. Does yours?
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away, and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it is Ian here with you.
And Dale.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give away. So enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. And those features, by the way, include the Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. You can see them over at shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener who'd like to be on part of the Shrine, you can go and get all the details on how to do that at shrine.freetalklive.com. We go right into your phone calls. John in Canada, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hey, gentlemen. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, John?
Just quick comment briefly prior. You know, when people say North American Union, we got to be terrified. Well, you're already most favorite trading status with China. So you're already trading on par with, you know, slave labor, kids that I've seen photographs of kids chained to, you know, it's a horrible place. And that you're true. You're losing your freedom right there.
I'm not sure what that's supposed to mean, John.
Well, the idea, like if you trade with somebody in another country where they don't have to abide by human rights or what have you, as a competitor, you're going to lose because
you're kind of collectivizing the entire country of China, and you're suggesting that every factory over there is guilty of certain things.
No,
that's not the case.
Minimum wage. Their minimum wage is a lot less. So
their economy is different.
Yeah, their economy is kind of Stone Age compared to ours.
Right, but this is what tariffs on trade are all about, that you've removed.
Tariffs on trade are about protectionism for various different industry interests. So that's what tariffs
are about. If you're manufacturing anything, a book, it costs less to manufacture it, a lot less.
John,
China.
It's true, John. If I went over there and I paid $10 an hour to people, I would have everybody in the countryside would leave their job to come over to apply at my place. Wouldn't you agree?
Right, and the American workers would lose out instantly because they can't compete. That's all I'm saying. So, but you know, their most favored trading status. That status is supposed to be reserved for democracies and people who treat people equitably.
Who's going to be buying these really, really cheap products if Americans don't have jobs?
Right.
So,
exactly.
I'm just saying
they're not even going to have any money.
It's not. But you're your problem doesn't really work as soon as it becomes a problem, because that's the way the market works. Yes, right. We're buying stuff cheaper over there, but we can produce our own stuff here better.
But
we're not spending money. But the problem with that, I'll tell you what the problem with that really is. If you want to get down to the brass tacks here, what's happening is we are inflating our dollar by printing money and by loaning out money using the fractional reserve banking. And our money is becoming less and less valuable, and we're buying everything with borrowed money, essentially. We're borrowing money from them as well, and the money that we're going to owe back to them is worth less and less, and they know it. And we're going deeper and deeper into the government of the United States is going deeper and deeper into debt, and all these huge economic ramifications are going to have to be – they're going to rear their ugly heads eventually.
Oh, yeah. We are
digging ourselves into a hole. We're buying all this cheap cheap Chinese merchandise on debt and with deflating dollars – or sorry, excuse me, inflated currency that's becoming less and less valuable. And it's not sustainable.
Exactly.
That has nothing to do with the fact that China's wages are really cheap and things like that. That is a real issue that's going to bite us in the behind very soon.
Justice is really what everybody wants. Some people say, who cares about those people? If they can get us a cheaper product, beat them to death for me.
I don't think most people would say something like that.
If you say you wouldn't support defending an innocent person's property or soul or life or anything, you're willing to, sacrifice.
Well,
steal their homes.
Should I never buy anything from China because one guy in China was chained to a desk?
No. What it was before is that they had requirements that said a worker could only work so many hours a day. There were rules.
To tell me how many hours a day I can work, sir?
To compete against American workers who
have
rights.
It's none of your damn business how many hours a day I want to work.
No.
Screw you and have your little rules on what it takes to compete against American workers.
So
I want to work
rules.
As many hours a day as I want to work, you little fascist.
So you want to remove all rules for Americans. They should be working 20 hours a day.
Americans should be free to do what they want. It is America, isn't it?
8-year-old children should work 24 hours a day then. Why not?
Which children are you talking about?
8-year-old children. Look,
which 8-year-old are you talking about, sir?
An American child. You want to victimize. You don't want to protect that child?
Okay, I think we're getting a little.
Yes,
we're both getting a little bit out of control here. Let's slow things down for just a moment.
The fact is, 8-year-old children can work in America as long as they work in the family farm, in the family business, or in Hollywood. So it's just the kind of slavery that you say is okay.
Should an 8-year-old child be forced to not work for his or her parents in their store, for instance?
Absolutely not. I'm saying fair. That's what you have. You have rules that say,
who's going to make the rules?
On child labor. There are rules in America on child labor. You want to get rid of those rules?
Night after night government does not make fair rules.
I do want to get rid of those rules, John, and I want to allow each individual to decide for themselves how to run their business. I'm sorry?
Would you want to get rid of that rule? You say
that has to do with another person violating somebody else's rights.
You're not allowed to hurt or steal from other people.
Exactly.
Those are the rules.
So, but in China, they can, and it's okay to buy those goods.
So
I'm asking you, should I never buy a product because somebody in China was treated badly?
That's what the law was prior. If you can prove...
I don't care about... Just because of the Chinese laws doesn't mean that every factory treats people that way.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying prior, they would send...
What you're saying is that free people shouldn't be able to act freely, is what you're saying.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying if free people say murder is against the law... And you have to arrest the perpetrator by following the crime.
Right, I don't know why you keep bringing up murder here. We're talking about people working.
That's a really bad comparison.
John, slow down for just a moment here. Mark, I'm going to ask you to back off for a moment here. And John, I'm going to ask you to slow down for a moment so we can stop and talk about this. Okay, John, are you there? Are you blabbering on? All right, so here's what I want to point out here. Now then. We're talking about China, we're talking about the people that work in China, and you're saying that you don't think the rules over there are appropriate because some companies have been abusing their workers over in China. Of course, that doesn't mean that all companies have been abusing their workers in China.
Exactly.
So, how about that companies in America get to decide which companies in China they deal with? companies in America understanding that their clients, people like you, John, or in, I guess you're in Canada, but the countries, the companies in our section of the world get to choose which companies in China that'll manufacture their products. Because they know that people like you are concerned, John, they will choose the companies that aren't abusing their employees. They'll choose the companies that are treating their employees a little bit better than the rest of the companies out there. Do you see how that could be a possibility? Do you see how that is the case today?
For an honorable person who would you know, want to earn an honest dollar, but a ruthless, you know, mercenary.
Do you realize that there are ruthless people in government that are taking advantage of their positions?
I said, in business. We're talking about in business.
No, I understand that. And I'm trying to tell you that government is not different and does not fix that problem.
Government isn't a person. It's a group of lots of laws.
What stores in America and Canada are stocking products on their shelves being manufactured by these ruthless people you're talking about? Which ones?
Which stores?
You act like you know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about.
Okay,
what product are you talking about? I mean, you can't tell us you're not aware of the poison baby formula or the toys from China that are toxic with lead. You know about that.
Poison baby formula didn't make it to the United States.
Actually, it did. Look it up. It's not from China. It's manufactured in your own country.
I think it ended up at like a flea market or something like that.
No.
Do you have an example of a product that is sold or a major manufacturer that is selling
Chinese
products
through a major
retailer?
Yeah. Well, you see how you got to. I'm going to change the rules now. Now it's a major retailer.
You haven't named anybody.
Flea market stall doesn't really solve the problem because I don't know where the people in the flea market stall bought their stuff. However, when you're talking about a major retailer, I can decide not to visit that one.
Right.
So, I mean, if you're trying to impart this important knowledge to us, which is that fascist Chinese people are hurting people and chaining them up and stuff, you should come with some facts.
But how would you know which store that is selling candy was manufactured in China?
You're admitting you don't actually have anything. You're admitting, John, you have absolutely no answer to the question. Thank you for the call. Goodbye. What I'd like to point out is that there are people who are a lot more informed than John, who are very concerned with so-called sweatshop labor, who are vetting these stores. They are vetting the Walmarts and the Targets of America, and they're finding out who their manufacturers are, and they're checking them out across the seas to make sure that they're up to certain specs and up to certain standards. Walmart and Target and all these other companies that are selling Chinese products, they don't want to be caught red-handed using slave labor, so they have their own quality assurance. They have their own department that vets these companies to make sure they're not the companies that John is talking about. And since he couldn't name anybody, clearly there is no problem with any of this. Hour 3 is coming up.
Peter Schiff on the economy.
We're broke. This is not just a financial crisis. This is an economic collapse.
The government is trying to interfere with the free market. All the government can do is create inflation. The government doesn't have any money. They're going to print it.
It doesn't matter if you get your money out of the bank, but then you take it to the grocery store and you can't buy anything.
We're going to die from the cure, not the disease. The change that we need is less government. It's less interference. We're just going to get more of the same, only worse.
Schiffbomb.com, February 21st.
Paid for by PEAC PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.